Brian Hoyer, the hometown hero, will enter this training camp in pursuit of a lifelong dream, becoming the starting quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. He spoke with the media earlier to talk about what that means to him.
Sure, I think obviously the competition will bring out the best player in me, but I also think the thing that drives me the most is my goal of being the starting quarterback for this team. So, you know, obviously there's a competition, but I think in the most part I'm competing with myself. That's the way I look at it. That's what drives me every day to be the best player that I can. And you know, to have just a taste of it last year and then have it ripped away, you know, it makes you realize how much you love the game and how much it means to you to have something taken away from you like that, especially when you've waited for an opportunity for a long time. So, you know, it drove me for the past 9 months, and it'll continue to drive me. But like I said, I think the thing that drives me most is, you know, my willingness to try to be the best, and you know, I strive for that every day. I think, you know, that's kind of what I expected. I think, like I said, you know, the limitations in spring kind of held me back, and now it's time to go. So I'm excited to be out there with those guys. And really, I mean, I know you guys talked to me in the spring. I just wanted to be in the huddle. You know, I didn't care if it was a run play, a pass play, you know, whatever. I wanted to be in there with those guys and be a part of the team, and that's what I missed most. So now to get that opportunity, especially with the guys that are going to be in there with that group, you know, get out there and earn their respect and be the guy that leads them on the field. Yeah, I think, you know, the pressure, you can thrive off of that. But like I said, I think the thing that motivates me the most is to be the best quarterback for this team. And, you know, being a team player, you want the best people out there. So whether that's me or Johnny, I think that'll be determined through these next couple weeks. And for me, I want the best quarterback to play. And I think that's all you can ask for, is an opportunity to be that guy, and I just got to take advantage of the opportunity that I have. No, because I am confident that I am that guy, but in the same sense, I know that if it comes down to the fact that Johnny does beat me out, that I will have given everything I can, and he will have totally earned it, and that's what you want. And like I said, for me, all you want is an opportunity and a chance to earn the job, and that's what I've been given, and for me, it's about going out and every day proving that I can be that guy, because I believe that I am. Yeah, obviously it's important, but I look back to my time playing last year. I barely practiced with any of those guys. So, I mean, really when it gets down to it and you get to a week where you're going over a game plan and you're going over plays you're going to play anyways, I think, you know, you get enough. But obviously the time that you can get in the off season with the OTAs and training camp, you know, it can definitely make a difference. You know what, I'm really excited about all of our skill players, and now to get, you know, Miles will be back out here, Nate, those guys, to get those guys back out, those guys as a group, you know, there's a lot of playmakers in that group, so I'm not really necessarily concerned about that. You talk about a deep threat, you know, Anthony Armstrong, he really opened my eyes what he did in this offseason, and you talk about Travis Benjamin coming back, Charles Johnson has looked great, so I'm really excited about working with all those guys, and you know, regardless of Josh's situation, you got to go forward. There's no one, you know, we have what we have. So, you know, I think those guys can more than do enough to get the job done. Well, for me, the thing that is most comfortable to me is the verbiage. Last year, I really liked, I hope that people don't get the wrong message when I talk about comparing things. I really liked the plays that Norv ran. It was just hard for me to pick up on the verbiage because it was a completely different system. So this year, the verbiage is very similar to things that I've been used to. So I've been able to pick it up relatively quick. And then when you look at the system, I mean, you can attack so many ways. Vertical passing game, short passing game, outside zone, inside zone, play action. I think it really puts all facets of offensive football out on the field. And we have the guys to do it. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, you look at Kyle's history. I mean, he's had a team that led the league in rushing. He's had a team that led the league in passing. And he's had some teams that have been really good at both. So I think, you know, being a balanced football team is probably the best thing you can do. And I think we have, you know, the scheme and the players to do that.